Hello, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today we are going to talk about English in Chinese. That's a bit confusing, all Chinese in English. Right, we have Josh from Transition. Hi Josh, 你好。
你好，嗨小兰。
Right, now we are swapping language. We have to talk about English in Chinese. And we already know the way to say Chinese in Chinese. It's 中文。
中文。
Yeah, 中 is...Zhong means middle, also means China, and Wen is the literature.
Yeah.
And then to say English, it's as easy. We say 英文。
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 Yeah. Wen, again, is the literature. Here it means the type of language. So when we want to add, oh, this is English, this is not Chinese, then we add 英。
Ying,
that means like a flower, a type of flower blossom. And here it doesn't mean that because when the world of the Britain, the Great Britain at that time was the empire, was known by Chinese people, they basically just pick up the sound English or England as the beginning.
Right.
And this is a long word to represent people from this part of the world.
Right, so it's a...phonetic translation as opposed to anything to do with the meaning of the character.
That's right. So here, 英文 could mean any type of English. For example, if you really want to know, is that British English or American English? Then you specify that just like the way I just say it. So you say 美式英文。
Ah, 美式英文。
Yeah, 美式英文 is a American style English. And 美,
yeah.
again, is the long word to represent America.
Right.美
and 式 means style 美式英文
美式英文
yeah or 英式英文
英式英文
yeah and 英 and of course here means Britain so British style English 英式英文
英式英文
yeah
some people would say it's the correct 英文
okay, you say so. If you say so, of course. Yeah, okay. Don't forget, we have an audience from everywhere in the world. They said, no, Australian English is the proper one. Oh, no, no, no. South African one is the proper one. No, Singaporean yeah. one is the real English. Have you heard people speaking in Singapore in English?
Yeah, I quite like their accent.
Yeah,、
actually.
Yeah, they have lovely accent. And then it's very lively, the way they speak.
Yeah, yeah. I really like the Indian...style English. I really admire the way they make it flow.
Right, like singing, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that I just appreciate a different accent so much, and especially after I moved to the UK, sometimes I have really amazing conversation with people from different areas in London. It's just that London is a big city. When they are from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, they all speak differently.
Yeah.
And it's those a great training for English learner like me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, even I come from Bristol、
mm-hmm.
in England, and even sometimes I have trouble understanding the true Bristolians when they speak in the Bristol accent.
Okay, even you. Okay. Now I feel better.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
yeah, I remember when I first moved here and then I was chatting with someone, my friend's cousin, and then he was saying, Kaibolin.And I said, what is kaibolin? And eventually I just had to have some courage to ask, what is kaibolin? I have no idea. They just kept repeating kaibolin. And then turned out that he was saying cable line.
Ah, cable line.
Yeah, cable line. And then that's kaibolin. And I can understand sometimes when I say something, people would have to ask me to repeat again and again. And eventually they told me I was saying totally wrongly.
I think with any language, sometimes when you get...just a little thing wrong.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does make a big difference if the other person isn't accustomed to hearing that, recognizing that mistake.
Yeah, so please forgive me when I say something you don't understand.
So far, I can understand you very clearly, so that's good. And I'm sure our listeners can, when they speak the words we teach them, they can also be understood very clearly. So
right.
So far, so good, eh?
Yeah, I have a lot of English teachers, 英文老师。
英文老师
Yeah, 英文老师 means English teacher. And 老师 Lao is the old person, and in this case, that means someone senior, someone has the experience or knowledge. And 师, it's a general term about someone with the expertise, and then using this either performing a job, for example, when you say an accountant, you use accounting with 师, so you say 会计师, that's an accountant.
Okay, 会计师. So 师 is kind of like the master or the...
The expert.
Yeah, expert in whatever field that you then put before that.
Yeah, that's right. Or a lawyer, we say 律师.
律师.
律师. 律 is the law, the rule. Mm. So the expert in the law is the lawyer, 律师.
律师.
Yeah, so 英国, 英文, 英文老师.
英国, 英文. 英文老师.
Yep. So if you really want to have an English lesson, we say 英文课.
英文课.
Yep. 课, that means a class. And it sounds just like class. 课, class.
课, class.
课. Yep. It's class. So 英文课.
英文课.
So Josh, you can be my 英文老师. And I really can't be your 中文老师 because your 中文 is really good.
Oh, I think you're... English still exceeds my 中文. 你的英文比我的中文好.
啊,谢谢. I don't think so, but I say thank you. Right. Yeah, so 英文 is such an important language. You know, it's like a national sport in China. Everybody is learning English.
Mm.
Everybody is learning 英文.
Right. So everybody has the 英文课.
That's right. And not only that, they are pretty, I would say, very positive in terms of taking actions in learning. So if you ever travel to China or Taiwan, very often, as long as you look a bit like a Westerner or look more like you've been abroad, then they will come forward to you and then try to speak and try to have a conversation with you and say, hey, can I just have a word with you? Therefore, I can practice my 英文.
Yeah, actually, that's happened to me a few times before.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, people stop me in the street and they want to have a conversation in English. In fact, it happened today with a guy on the street in Taipei who was promoting his kind of healthy living fitness shop.
Okay.
Or something, but he wanted to tell me all about it in English and have an English conversation.
That's very clever. So, yeah, he can also both do business and practice his 英文.
That's right. Yep. So he had a free 英文课 on the street.
Right. Okay, great. So today we talk about 英文. Thank you, George, for joining us. Hope you enjoy it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, 再见, Josh.
再见.